Order O22-2022-03, located off Wild Prairie Lane, Taneyville.
Okay, you have, and I was going to run these through in the same public hearing because they're right next to each other.
Okay.
You're going to have orders number 02-2022-03 and 04. So on February the 14th, 2022, the Planning Commission approved a request by Brenton Blake for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of four parcels totaling 20 acres located off Wild Prairie Lane, and a request by Homestead Estates, LLC, for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of five parcels totaling 35 acres located off Montana Road, Taneyville. The existing parcels are zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. So, zoomed out, here's Taneyville. Of course, Taneyville Forsyth Road. Here's State Highway 76.
That's Hulls Ford.
Yep, turn left on Hulls Ford Road. Now, this is the first case of that applicant that's standing before you, zooming in. And then here just shows the lot numbers on it. And then case number, and this is our rezone case number. This is Homestead Estates parcel, which is just to the north of Brenton's. I show it all. Here's the zoning map. It's all this area here that's encompassed by the two owners. And at that, I would turn the public hearing, and remember, it's for both. You can do a separate vote on them. But we held the public hearing at the same time for the Planning Commission. They're just so closely located within each other.
You're talking about 2203 and 2204.
Correct.
All right, my name is Brenton Blake. I have my four lots, and then I'm representative for the other lots on this. I have a cabin built. The maps are old. Down on the creek. Scott, can you zoom in on the cabin?
Yeah, let me grab all those parcels.
I've got a cabin built right there and a road to it. And then back up the hill by that cul-de-sac, we vacated both the roads going back there in the past. And I have built a home just off of that cul-de-sac that I live at. That's where I live. And that section of the subdivision is phase two. So there's a phase one, the front part that my father-in-law started. And then phase two is undeveloped besides my home and my cabin. And we just kind of use it as a recreational. We that's where we hunt, and just kind of have it as a family property. Just would like to get it rezoned all at the same time. I have no plans to develop any of those other lots as far as nightly rentals. I just have that one cabin I was interested in doing nightly rental on, and thought we'd get them all rezoned at the same time. So that is what we have.
You want to rezone it to an NR1?
Yes.
Single family?
Single family. We still want it single family. I just wanted the option of having that cabin as a nightly rental. We have people stay in it now as far as our family and friends, but I'd like to see if we could make some income on it.
Now, in doing that, you'd have to... Is it already sprinkled?
It's not.
You'd have to sprinkle it.
Mm-hmm.
Then anything else being built in the future would have to be go under those regulations.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in here? Are you here to speak on this one or the next one?
Didn't really really come to speak. Just want to get some information. I live there.
Yeah.
I live at 675 Montana, or 765 Montana. Last house on 40.
Mike,
you
need his name. And
yeah, you
come say.
Want to come up and state your name and address for the record?
My name is Roy Stevenson. I'm at 765 Montana Road.
That's me.
Just more than anything, I wanted to see what was going on, what he had in mind, what he was doing. You know, I've born and raised in Colorado, retired out here a year ago. We looked long and hard to find a place like this that is quiet, peaceful, and relatively low population for the amount of property that's back there. We've seen, my wife and I have seen these kind of rentals and things start small and take off and just run over Colorado. I've been there, say it was there 68 years, so just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to happen here. That's all. That's my concern. I think you've heard enough people talk about the problems with nightly rentals. That's my fear. That's all. I just wanted to get some more information, see what he actually had in mind. I had talked to Dave. One day we were out walking on the road, and we sat and talked for 30 minutes or so about the project. I just wanted to see what else I could find out. So, thank
on
you.
On what you've heard, are you?
I'm sorry?
On what you have been presented, are you against or for?
No, I have no problem with it. Okay. I have no problem with it. As long as Brent keeps it to the one cabin, I don't have any problem with that at all. It's no different than what we've got going right now. So, my fear is the same as everything. You know, other houses being built, lots more property, lots more traffic, lots more congestion, trash, parties, you know. It's not things you can't control on nightly rentals. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Is the intent to build more down there on all those lots?
No, I have no intent to build. The utilities are hard to get. It's been as hard to get to where I'm at. I had to come off that sewer treatment plant down that right away. But between my father-in-law and I, we own all those front lots are one-acre lots. And I would say half of them have houses. We've built all the houses. Between the two of us, except for one. And we've had people come want to buy houses from us. We like it quiet. We don't sell lots. We have sold a couple he sold a couple back when he first bought the subdivision. But as far as now, we build as we can and sell them as lots with houses on them.
If it's changed to NR1, Scott, would that prevent the other owners from wanting to do nightly rental?
No, they'd allow them to do it.
I don't mean prevent. Would it allow them? Then they could.
Well, what do you mean by other owners? You're talking to the owners currently, but if they sold it, yes, it would carry with it.
Yes, if they sold it, it would go with new owners.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a potential for eight. Well, I guess you live on one of them.
I do live on one of them. And I have, I live in a barn house. A house we built to look like a barn. Right here, the shop house out of my cabin, I plan on building another house right across from it. Or the house that I'm going to live in is going to be across from it. So I'll have both those lots.
And those roads have been closed.
I was going to say, the roads have been vacated, so to sell the lots is going to be a pretty hard sell.
Yeah.
Because the roads are vacated.
From this point back,
Any questions?
I think I would have. I don't see that area just blowing up with nightly rental.
No, yeah. I've got a friend in Thornfield that has a nightly rental that he can't. He likes to stay there sometimes. He doesn't have time to stay. I was like, Thornfield? But, yeah.
Any more comments?
I don't.
I move to approve order number 2022-404, 22-2022-03 to approve the order changing to an NR1.
you do 3 and 4?
Yeah, she did.
Second?
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, I didn't know how many of those twos you needed.
I know. That's too many twos.
All right. Our next one's order number 0222-2022-05, located at 177 River Lake Circle, Holliston.
So February the 14th, 2022, Steve Faria received Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel located at 177 River Lake Circle, Hollister. The existing property is currently zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for C2 general commercial district. So Hollister's in this area here, Acacia Club Road, the bottom of the hill. I've got the parcel highlighted, if you all can see it barely there. Zooming in on the parcel. So here's our zoning. This used to be an old resort. I had it written down at one time, the name of it. But there is a single family home here, and there is a single family home here. And that's the request, is for this parcel. It's completely surrounded by C2 and the lake to be rezoned to C2.
Can you, that parcel that's in the center, is that what that has?
This one is a separate parcel. Here, this single-family home.
Yeah, it used to be a resort down there.
Mm-hmm. And I had the name of it, and I probably do in the file here.
Is the property owned by the same? Like, who owns that?
David Daugherty and David Daugherty.
Okay.
And then this one is a separate owner.
Okay. And then is that David as well, or is that CEO?
This one is actually Casey Stengel, and then this is Silva.
Okay, yes. The one right below Acacia Club, that's the first one?
This one?
That one? Is that part of wanting to be rezoned?
No, it didn't come through for the rezone.
Yeah, that whole thing used to be a resort down there.
Isn't that where we had the issue over the flooding?
I have met Devin down
there.
The
water runoff.
Some runoff or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, I said, yeah. They claimed it was, yeah.
Do you want to talk against this one, Mike, or you? You guys have any questions or discussion on it?
No.
Move to approve order number 02-22-2022-05, changing zoning from, was it A1?
R1, single family.
R1 to C2.
C2.
C2. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable? No, wait a minute. Yeah, move approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466539 through 466559. Checks number 466561 through 466596. Warrant 7870 and 2 transfers.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 466560.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Walk too slow.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes. February 14, 2022.